Welcome to episode 3 of 503 Ganja Girls, and we're here to give you some advice that we wish we gave each other sooner in life, or something that we wish we could give to someone, like, you know what I'm trying to say. Right?
Yeah.
Right. My advice would have to be, care what people think. I know everyone always is like, don't care what people think, like, you know, don't listen to them. It's like, who cares? But there has been so many times where, like, yes, care about what people think. Like, I'm not trying to get in trouble here. Like, example number one, when we're going to a party and everyone's loud as fuck and they're like, we don't give a fuck. Like, it's our party. Like, we don't need to be quiet or whatever. Like, yeah, you do. There's neighbors around that don't want to fucking listen to you right now. They're probably trying to sleep. And if I was in this situation where I was trying to sleep, I wouldn't want to be listening to a goddamn party of a whole bunch of teenagers. Let me just tell you that right now. But that's just one example of, like, caring about what people think. Now, when it comes to, like, school stuff situations, like, giving a fuck what people have to think at school, I would say, like, I don't know, don't be a follower, but definitely, like, I don't know how to say this, because when I was in middle school and shit, like, I wouldn't care what people think. Like, I would just wear what I wanted to wear. I would do my makeup how I wanted to do my makeup. I would do my hair how I wanted to do my hair. And, like, I wasn't popular at all. Like, I never really cared about popularity or, like, being the cool kid. But now that I do care about that kind of stuff, even though I shouldn't because I'm older, like, I don't know. I started, like, being the backup friend for everyone, and I started being, like, the kid that no one ever liked because I wore weird clothes, and I was, like, the weird Lexi. Like, everyone would always call me the weird Lexi, and I was bullied in middle school, actually. Like, I was bullied a lot, and that's when I had, like, pre-depression. Like, I thought it was depression. I told myself I was depressed, but I was never, like, medicated or never, like, what is it called? Diagnosed with depression. Yeah. So it was, like, it was weird. I was just a weird fucking kid. I was super weird. But now, like, I kind of go with the trends. I'm not, like, a follower, but I will do my own, like, twist on it, you know? Like, I never had an iPhone growing up, so I got an iPhone, and, like, I never, like, showed it off or whatever, you know? But I definitely started, like, becoming friends with more people after I got an iPhone, because I could actually play games on there. I could FaceTime my fucking friends. I can, you know, like, it was just an easier phone to use. And my dad always, like, didn't like iPhones for some reason, but whatever. And then I started wearing the clothes that other girls would wear, and it was just, like, I don't know. I started seeing the fact that I would, like, start having more friends, and I don't know if it was because, like, my personality was growing a lot, and, like, I started to not care about my personality, but I started caring about my outfits. That's kind of how, like, everything, like, went off. But moral of the story, care what people think. That all just made no sense. It's okay. Two bowls in. Mine's a little, you know, whoop-deep.
Keep calm and smoke weed, fellas.
Yeah, keep calm and smoke weed. That was probably good ASMR. What's your advice?
Dude, I haven't gotten any. I can't think right now.
Yeah. Me neither, because I literally just ranted about fucking literally nothing.
I was just listening to you, and I just let it happen.
Basically, I was just, like, a super big, like, weirdo, and I started caring about my appearance more, you know? Even though junior year, I did not care about that at all, because I was actually depressed. I was actually diagnosed with depression junior year. But, I don't know. I just noticed, like, the growth of my friends after I got rid of a lot of friends and after I, like, changed. So maybe it was just, like, losing those friends caused me to have, like, some sort of glow up. Something like that.
Yeah, because they were probably toxic.
Oh, yeah, like, LP. You know who?